This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I thought it was a great night for Bernie Sanders. I thought it was a great night for Donald Trump. I thought it was a terrible night for the Democrats.
The truth is Bernie Sanders is on a trajectory to be the Democratic nominee.
To me, I just don't see him having any shot in a general election. I'm panicked. I am absolutely panicked. Well,
no one but Bernie, Stephanie. Come on. He's an anarchist. He would love to burn down the United States.
If we nominate a socialist like Bernie Sanders, we're going to lose. It'll be like George McGovern. It'll be a blowout.
And nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. They're just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what pandering gets you? Nothing. It certainly doesn't get your respect.
Tom Perez needs to step down. He's a joke. He's a clown. He can't run the Democratic Party anymore. It's lost its way.
I don't see how Democrats do anything but bleed out when they put a socialist at the top of the ticket.
It is a death sentence for the party, and it will lead to Donald Trump's re-election.
The loser, as Leslie put it, are the Democrats.
They've got to get out there and say, I disagree with socialism. I believe in the markets.
Right.
I think he's wrong. I think he'll never get it done, and this country will never go that direction. And by the way, we'll lose 49 states.
Corbyn didn't work in England. Bernie ain't going to work in the United States. Anyone but Bernie.
I love the Democrats now have a new target. Inside of their own party, so to speak, the Democratic Socialist Party. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. New target. Bernie Sanders, the media is going to have to shift now. And they are now going to have to stop with all the vitriol towards Trump. And I just want you to understand the scenario of what's happening here. The media has been 90% anti-Trump, and Trump dominates the media cycle. And you know what the media is now forced to do? The media is now forced to shift its angst and its anger, its vitriol, its targeting of Trump, and it now must shift it over to inside of its own party and talk about Bernie Sanders and how bad he is. They got to, all that, just understand what I just said to you. Donald Trump is no longer going to get a lot of negative press because they're going to shift it to Bernie. So now, Donald Trump, he may not get much said about his stuff, but as he touts all the great things that he's doing, and he's his own media market, the regular media now has to shift and say, you know what? We're going to look at Bernie. We got to burn him down. Did you listen to some of the things that these people said? Bernie has no shot against President Trump. They're telling their people this. Now, if the Republicans said it, they would claim that we're trying to suppress the vote. They want the Negroes not to vote. That's why they're telling them Bernie Sanders can't help them. They want to suppress the vote. They are telling their own people Bernie has no shot. One of the guys said Bernie is an anarchist. Let me tell you, they're explaining the fears within the Democrat Party. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm just breaking it down for you. You know this. You're smart people listening to my show. You've been listening long enough, going to class. You don't skip class because it's fun to be here. You get some knowledge dropped on you, and you bring a lot of knowledge. Trust me, I know you write. You write to me. You text me. You do whatever, and you let me know. Kev, man, the other thing you were talking about the other day, this is also something you could add to it. And I add to it and take credit. I act like it's mine. No, I'm just kidding. I give you guys credit when you write to me or contact me in any way. But you know a lot of this stuff. You're very smart, intuitive people. And you know that when the Democrats are telling you Bernie Sanders has no shot, that isn't Kevin Jackson. I've said it. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I've said it. But I'm telling, I'm the interested observer. And I'm telling you, the Democrats have nobody on their ticket who can beat Donald Trump. But one of the least ones likely to beat Donald Trump would be Bernie Sanders. They're all going to get their butts kicked. It's really a factor of to what degree. And Bernie is going to get the Democrats' butt kicked to a level it's unprecedented. They're talking McGovern. Socialist, folks. The guy says, we will lose if we put a socialist at the top of our ticket. We will lose. It will be a, quote, blowout. Blowout. Folks, this isn't Fox News and a bunch of pundits on Fox News talking about a blowout. These are all, that mashup we just played, that was Democrats' concerns about Bernie Sanders. And why? Because Bernie won Nevada with double the vote. Now, let me explain what that meant. I don't have the numbers. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just putting on my Karnak hat, and I'm telling you, I believe that the number of people who voted in Nevada in the caucuses is probably less than voted the year before. That's what I believe. Bernie supposedly is double points ahead of any of his closest competitor. That doesn't mean a lot because they have a lot more people. Think about this. When it was Bernie and Hillary beat him by 6% or something like that. Now, if Bernie got 20% and then Biden got 10, all the others could have gotten 10. I think Bernie got something like 30% or something. So the next is 15. So that's 45. And then it was 14, 13, 12, 10, and whatever. So it isn't like Bernie just blew it away. And let me give the Democrats one other warning. Bernie's getting what he's going to get. As people drop out, they aren't giving their votes to Bernie. Bernie's a radical. As one guy said, he's an anarchist. He's a socialist who will lose in a blowout. Who wants to give their votes to him? Bernie Sanders is a 30% tops candidate in the Democratic Party, and for a variety of reasons. I'm giving you a professional assessment, a management consulting assessment of the race. I don't care. I'm not even thinking about winners, losers, Donald Trump, Republicans, you know, conservative, whatever. I'm telling you, here's the negatives against Bernie Sanders. One, he's angry. Bernie makes everything, you know, anger. Somebody's losing, and it's always about protecting the loser, the person who's losing, the person who isn't getting something. Well, you know what? The people who are having to work to take care of them, they get very upset when you're constantly demonizing them. So that's one of the reasons why Bernie isn't going to get it. I'm out of time for this segment, but when I come back, I'm going to tell you other reasons why Bernie Sanders isn't going to gain any traction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Played a mashup in the first segment of this hour of all the media talking about Bernie Sanders, and there were people, these are leftist folks, this is MSNBC and CNN, leftists, and these are people saying Bernie has no shot. They said he is an anarchist. If they said if we put a socialist at the top of our ticket, we will lose in a blowout. Let me tell you what's happening, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats are embarrassed. They are embarrassed by their candidate selection. They're embarrassed. Look, it's not much better if you pick Joe Biden or somebody like that, but at least he was a former VP under Baby Black Jesus. You can sell that to the American people. You can't sell the idea of a socialist takeover of your party, of the AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Omar ilk. That's what Bernie Sanders represents. A guy who believes that illegals have the same rights as citizens. What have you invested in America? Huh? You feel like you have a stake in what gets said and what gets done? Why should somebody, it would be like me coming as a guest to your home, and you guys are going to make a family decision, and my vote counts as much as the family's. And I know nothing about the decision. I don't know the finances. I don't know the nuances of the family, but you know what? So what? Kevin, you vote too. Should Papa, you know, move and take that new job in Ohio? Why not? Your vote counts as much as anybody else's. He's a radical. And as I said, there are people, Bernie Sanders, and I'm going to make this easy on the left and certainly on you folks that have been listening to my show for some time, but Bernie Sanders has so much against him. So much against him. And the Democrats see it. And, of course, the main thing is he is a socialist. He is not a free market guy. Bernie Sanders believes that the government should be providing this for anybody and everybody, and he doesn't care that there's many clips where Bernie says, I know it's unaffordable. He has said this about policies that he himself and others in the Democratic Party have said. It's unaffordable. So he's a socialist, knowing that America does not want socialism. I don't care what the media tells you. The people who want socialism are lazy bums that essentially don't want to work, and Bernie is speaking their language. But Bernie's going to have a tough time selling that, and smart Democrats realize that Bernie can't have three houses and a $170,000 car and pawn himself off as a socialist. So, repeating, he's got no shot because he's an anarchist and he's a socialist that hangs out with the wrong people. That is driving moderates away. One of the guys said in the clip, nobody says the obvious. What he was saying is, nobody says the obvious about Bernie Sanders. People have not vetted him. This was in another clip. They say Bernie is getting a pass. And let me tell you why. Nobody thinks he can win, and they're right. I'm not talking about in the election. I'm talking about in the primaries. Here's what I would say about Bernie Sanders. I would say, look, dude has already had a heart attack. He's had a heart attack. He will be in his late 70s. He's crazy. And this is who you want to elect. Look, I'm just going to put it out there. The dude is too old. He's feeble. He's feeble-minded. His policies will not work. And if we're talking about putting him in, shame on us as a party. And that is the thing. The Democrats, for the first time in their adult lives, are feeling shame. Now, they tried to get rid of him in 2016. They paid him off. They made the socialist a millionaire. And you know what Bernie did? He said, I don't care. I'm not going away. He likes the good life. He sees what this life has brought him. So, suddenly, out of it, Bernie never thought he would be back here again in this position. I'm telling you, not in 1,000 years, Bernie Sanders thought, I'll run, I'll see how I do, whatever, I'll make some money for the campaign, I'll have this money left over, you know, etc. He had no clue he was going to do as well as he's done. And he hasn't, Bernie hasn't knocked it out of the park. Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada do not pick presidents. Now, if the Democrats don't stop him, then he very well could be the guy. So they're concerned. And now, I'm telling you, you are about to see an attack on Bernie Sanders like he's never felt. They all ganged up on Bloomberg before, right? Remember? Because Bloomberg was a new kid in town. They had to make sure that they destroyed him. That's what they did in the last debate. In the next debate, in the press right now, over the next few weeks, watch what happens to Bernie Sanders. Watch what happens. They are going to torch this old clown. You're going to hear all about his Russia connections. You're going to hear all about his wife essentially shutting down a college and university. You're going to hear all about Bernie's dirty laundry on where he got the money, how he's spending the money. I would, like I said, it's an easy thing to defeat Bernie with Trump, because if Donald Trump in the first debate says, hey, Bernie, how's that socialism working out for you with those three houses and that $170,000 Audi? I mean, I think if you're going to sell people on the idea of poverty, you need to be living it. I deserve to have my houses, and I deserve my... Really? So, Bernie, you preach about millionaires and billionaires, and by the way, we have the clip of you talking about millionaires until you stopped, until you became a millionaire, and suddenly you shifted to billionaires. What's up with that? Bernie can't rationalize any of this stuff. So So here's the other thing. And it was a clue in the clip that came up where they talked about Tom Perez needs to step down. He can't run the Democratic Party. I don't know if you caught that in that clip, but let me explain that for you, okay? I'm going to mansplain it. Just so all the women can understand it, too. I'm going to mansplain it. Yeah, I triggered some leftists with that. Ladies that listen to my show, I know you're brilliant. I don't need to mansplain you. But the leftist ladies, I got to mansplain to them. So here's what the deal is. The Democrat Party, the DNC, Tom Perez was supposed to stop Bernie Sanders. That's not what they're telling you up front. But when they complain about Tom Perez, because Jim Carville's complained about him, and multiple people have complained about Tom Perez, they're complaining because they're saying, Tom Perez, where were you? Why didn't you stop this guy? What is your problem? There is no way Bernie Sanders was supposed to get to this level. That's what they're talking about. The Democrats plot against Bernie Sanders. And I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't mad at him. If I were a Democrat, I would be plotting against Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is he's a horrible candidate. And you know what they're trying to do? They want to position Bernie Sanders as, oh, he bucked the system. He did what Trump did. How fitting for the Democrats to talk about how Bernie Sanders bucked the system as a do-nothing socialist, a guy who got kicked out of a commune because he was too lazy, to a man who was a Wharton grad who gets $1 million from his dad, turns it into billions, builds magnificent resorts and buildings and what have you, and has made himself into a worldwide phenomena. And that's the Democrats' comparison, is Bernie Sanders.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty in a split verdict. Criminal defense attorney Michael Bochner says the jury of 7 men and 5 women found him guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree.
This is one of those cases in which if you don't hit a home run the whole way, at the end of the day, Mr. Weinstein's still looking at a very serious amount of jail time.
Weinstein was acquitted on the top charge of predatory sexual assault which carries a life sentence. The guilty verdicts could land him up to 25 years in prison. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak that began in China is not a pandemic.
We are not witnessing the uncontained global spread of this virus, and we are not witnessing large-scale severe disease or deaths.
The group's general director talking to reporters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I thought it was a great night for Bernie Sanders. I thought it was a great night for Donald Trump. I thought it was a terrible night for the Democrats.
The truth is Bernie Sanders is on a trajectory to be the Democratic nominee.
To me, I just don't see him having any shot in a general election. I'm panicked. I am absolutely panicked.
No one but Bernie, Stephanie. Come on. He's an anarchist. He would love to burn down the United States.
If we nominate a socialist like Bernie Sanders, we're going to lose. It'll be like George McGovern. It'll be a blowout.
And nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. You're just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what pandering gets you? Nothing. It certainly doesn't get your respect.
Tom Perez needs to step down. He's a joke. He's a clown. He can't run the Democratic Party anymore. It's lost its way.
I don't see how Democrats do anything but bleed out when they put a socialist at the top of the ticket.
It is a death sentence for the party, and it will lead to Donald Trump's re-election.
The loser, as Leslie put it, are the Democrats.
They've got to get out there and say, I disagree with socialism. I believe in the markets.
Right.
I think he's wrong. I think he'll never get it done, and this country will never go that direction. And by the way, we'll lose 49 states.
Corbyn didn't work in England. Bernie ain't going to work in the United States. Anyone but Bernie.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was worth playing that again, that media mashup of Bernie Sanders, where they said he's got no shot. He's an anarchist. He's a socialist who will lose in a blowout. And I'm telling you, there are a host of a plethora of leftists who are saying this. Chris Matthews, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, all of them universally scoff at the idea of Bernie Sanders being the party's nominee. And Bernie Sanders is the worst candidate. I hear people talk about Bernie's base. And I'm going, Bernie's base is probably 20 to 25% of the Democratic voters at best. That's Bernie's base. Now, base rather, not based. Base. And the real question is, can Bernie gather up more people? Does he have a big tent? And I'm going to tell you, the answer is no. The short answer is no, he doesn't. Bernie's got so much against him, and so much that's about to be against him. Tom Perez is under fire in the Democratic Party because he didn't stop Bernie Sanders. That is his one job. As Melissa tells me a lot, you have one job. His job was to stop Bernie Sanders. Figure it out. That when the left are telling you Tom Perez is ineffective, that's what they're telling you. He is supposed to stop radicals like Bernie Sanders. He's supposed to make sure that never happens. They did it last year. Debbie Wasserman Schultz did it at the sacrifice of self. Debbie Wasserman Schultz made sure Bernie Sanders didn't make it. Then the Democrats go, we're going to change the rules to make sure that never happens again. Wink, wink. And they try to, but they put Tom Perez in, an affirmative action leader of the Democratic Party. And Perez blew it. He let Sanders leak through. Because there's no way Bernie Sanders represents Democrats. I mean, look, I know Democrats are crazy. I get it. Nut-eared and squirrel turds, as I say often. But they know better than to put Bernie Sanders in. And that's why you have these guys going, he's got no shot. He's an anarchist. He's a socialist who will lose in a blowout. Comparing him to McGovern. Continue. Comparing to McGovern. Comparing to Mondale. All of them are going to lose. Now, well, all of them did lose. And Bernie's next. But that's what they're telling you. So they want to shut Bernie down. And rightfully so. I do not blame them. They touted Bernie as a new Trump, which I find laughable. I heard pundits say he's doing to the Democrats what Trump did to the Republicans. Lots of candidates, lots of disarray. And he'll come through the fray. Donald Trump comes through the fray because Donald Trump has reasonable policy positions and people know he's going to get it done. Chris Matthews says Bernie Sanders will promise you everything and deliver nothing because that is exactly his history. I keep going back to him getting kicked out of a commune because he's too lazy. The only thing Bernie likes to do is he likes the campaign. He loves the feeling of having people cheering for him as he says, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you free health care. I'm going to give you free school, free college. I'm going to give you free this. Pretty soon you're all going to have, you know, $170,000 Audis like I do and summer camps in Vermont. Good luck with all that, Bern. People are tired of it. What one of the guys said, Democrats bleed out by putting socialists at the top of the ticket. He means they're mortally wounded. And what he's also saying is, you put Bernie at the top of the ticket, you're going to lose down ticket. You're going to lose the House. And here's what's funny. I want you to, we're going to stop and go to the other side of this thing for a while. What do you think Trump and team are doing? They're chuckling. Think about all the money that is going to be sucked out of the Democratic Party. Bloomberg loses, his money's gone. You think he's going to put his money behind Bernie Sanders? Bloomberg said Bernie is the worst candidate. He's on record. Steyer may not have said it, but he thinks it. Others do as well. So you have two of the biggest potential donors. This is Democrats' problem in general, but it's certainly a bigger, it gets illuminated with Bernie. Two biggest people leave, gone. Do you think the Biden money that had the biggest money behind him, the moderate money of Biden, is going to go behind him? Absolutely not. The only people who theoretically might go over to Bernie are Elizabeth Warren. And most of them are not going. Buttigieg, where do you think his people are going? To Bernie? Klobuchar. Let me tell you, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and Biden all consider themselves moderates. Take all that number and send it home or put some of it over to Trump. Because whatever goes to Bernie will be negated. I guarantee you. Make Bernie your person, your group. Make him your nominee. So Donald Trump's team has to be just rubbing their hands together going, bring him, which by the way, they don't care who it is. I know Donald Trump well enough to tell you he doesn't care. Donald Trump says, hey, I hope it's Biden, but I don't think he can get out. I think he said the other day, I don't think he can even win his nomination. So why would I care about Biden? If it's Bloomberg, if it's little Mini Mike, hey, bring on Mini Mike. If it's Bernie, bring on Bernie. It doesn't matter. But let me tell you, if you're the Trump campaign, you're going, we got this. So what is Trump doing? He's going everywhere the Democrats want anything. He's giving talks on all of the great things that have been happening. While Bernie's talking about the government's got to be able to give more. How are they going to give more if you can't bring jobs, if you can't create the level of prosperity that Donald Trump has? How do you argue against Trump's economy? How do you argue against that? There's no way to do it. So Democrats, as they say, are bleeding out the top of the ticket. And they're concerned because, as I said, the bloodbath that will occur when Donald Trump finishes beating a Bernie Sanders is not one you get over. There are fights that you have where you're like, shoot, it was a tough fight, but I'm going to go back in the gym and I'm going to work and all this, whatever. There are fights where you leave and you can't wait. Trust me when I tell you, you can't wait to get back to the gym so you can work on a few things. You're not even thinking about quitting or whatever. And then there are fights where you go, man, I may have to rethink, do I ever want to fight again? That was a brutal fight. I was brutalized. Maybe I got my punches in, but it was so brutal, it's making me think, do I want this? The Democrats are in that position. The Democrats are going, you know what? This is going to be such an ugly beating that it's going to make us wonder, do we want to try to recover? Are we really wanting to be in the game? I want you to understand, just the idea that the Democrats are thinking along those lines tells you how effective Donald Trump has been. He's got these people going from head-to-head matchups of, we will kill Donald Trump. We will crush him. I want to remind you of this. They, months ago, not that long ago, said they could crush Donald Trump. And then Art sends me a note, Kevin, here's a recent poll where they say they can crush Donald Trump. And he asked me what my thoughts were. And I said, Art, that poll is absolute nonsense. And you want to know why I know? Because you're getting it proven to you right now. Their new front runner, what is their concern? He's got no shot against President Trump. He's a socialist. We will lose in a blowout. Art, are you listening to me? What did I tell you? Their concerns are they got no way to beat this man. And they're so fearful. And what did one guy say? Anybody but Bernie. This is what they're saying about their front runner. Anybody but Bernie.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What is going on here, and is this any way to pick a nominee?
Well, I don't think so, but it is the way we're picking this one, and it looks like Bernie Sanders is hard to beat right now. I'm with Carville all the way in terms of the dangers of what lies ahead in November. I'm very much aware of them. They're sitting on so much Oppo research on Bernie, what he said in the past about world affairs, how far left he is. I'm not sure how far left he is, but they're going to make the most of that in terms of world politics. They're going to kill him. But I think it's a little late to stop him, and I think that's the problem. By the way, if you look at the pattern, it's dynamic. Bernie won the popular vote in Iowa. He won it again in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to win it here when they finally get a vote. Bernie's been winning consistently. consistently, and I think it's mathematically understandable. Every time we poll, every time Steve and everybody polls, two-thirds of the Democratic vote, two-thirds of people who call themselves Democrats are either liberal or very liberal. All Bernie ever had to do, and he's done it beautifully, is get a majority of that, and he's up to the mid-30s. If you get half of 67, you're into the mid-30s, and that's where he's gotten it a little better. Biden, his only prayer was to consolidate the third of the vote that's moderate and conservative. And he got nowhere near clearing that field. Nowhere near. That's put up four ways now. And so with new people coming in, DeVal Patrick came in. He didn't make it. Bloomberg is in. He's probably going to survive a bit longer because of his money. But that field wasn't cleared. The only way Biden could win in that one-third of the vote that's either moderate or conservative is to sweep it. He got nowhere near. Bernie, on the other hand, did his job. He got more than a majority, more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart. And I think he's damn right on this one. Joy.
The fall of France. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So, Matthews agrees with Carville all the way about the dangers in November about Bernie. And he says there's so much stuff that Bernie has said that just gives the Trump campaign fodder. And he's right. But it isn't. You don't have to go back and look at what Bernie said 10, 20 years ago. Look at what he says today. Played a clip earlier, Bernie Sanders talking about giving free services to illegals and essentially saying, I don't care what citizens do. You're going to foot the bill for whatever. Whoever gets over here, no matter how they get over here, you're going to foot the bill. Says, but Bernie's winning consistently. And then Chris Matthews breaks down something that probably you didn't hear in the way that I heard it, but I'm going to explain it. So he says, two-thirds of the Democrats describe themselves as liberal or very liberal. All right? And he says, Bernie got the majority of those. So if that's 60-something percent, if Bernie got 50%, he's in the 30s. And he says, Bernie's appealing to those. And that's wonderful. But Bernie didn't get a bunch of those. So let's say Bernie got 50% of 66, so he's got 33. That leaves 33, right? So a third of that didn't go for Bernie. Then he says what Biden didn't do. This is Chris Matthews talking. He says a third of the moderates and conservatives should have been available for Biden, and Biden couldn't move them over. Well, let me tell you why. Because those are people that are more than likely considering Trump. Then there's another third of the Democrats that the split for Bernie with those other ones that are not going to vote for Bernie. So what Chris Matthews is telling you is two-thirds of the Democrats are up for grabs for somebody else. And he's not talking about for the moderate Democrats. He's talking about for Donald Trump. But he's telling you a third of the moderates and the conservatives who would have been for Biden didn't go for Biden. So somewhere between a third and two-thirds of the Democratic Party is up for grabs for Trump. And I tell you, I think he's getting it. But I think it is hysterical that a communist represents the Democratic Party. He got cheated out of his nomination in 2016. Bernie Sanders got paid off. Democrats thought they paid him off to go away for life. And that's because they had creepy Joe Biden lurking in the shadows. They were going to turn him loose again so he could lose against Donald Trump. They were set. And I predicted this, folks. I told you Biden would not be the nominee. I'm also going to make this prediction. Neither will Sanders. I don't know what's going to happen in this broker convention, but it's going to get ugly. So what are the Democrats going to do to upend Bernie Sanders? Because anybody who believes that Sanders can beat Trump is delusional. And Democrats are dumb. Some of the dumbest people I've ever met. But even they realize what a Sanders candidacy means. It is a guaranteed loss of monumental proportions. Now, what Democrats fear more than a Sanders loss against Trump, folks, believe it or not, is a Sanders win against Trump. And they would be right about that. Picture a world with Bernie Sanders as president. Now, Fox wrote this, and I touched on it earlier. Like Donald Trump in the Republican nomination battle in 2016, Sanders has become the implausible frontrunner. And like Trump, he doesn't seem to be hurt when his rivals call him names. A lot of it is the same thing you saw happening in the Republican establishment 4 years ago, said Matt Bennett, founder of a moderate think tank, Third Way. Suddenly in April, they woke up and realized that Trump could actually win. As of now, the same kind of nightmare that gripped the Republican establishment during Trump 2016 primary is haunting Democrats. They are no closer to finding a single challenger to take away Sanders' frontrunner status than Republicans were to blocking Trump from the GOP nomination. So, in effect, this guy says Sanders is the new Trump. Fodder for any comedian. A do-nothing, accomplished, even less democratic socialist is the equivalent of a world-renowned billionaire-turned-president. Nice try, comrades. It's not... I want you to let some of this stuff sink in. Bernie Sanders, they think, is going to be Trump. So what that means is Bernie now has to have the charisma and the ability to get these two-thirds of people that do not like Bernie Sanders to come over and galvanize. Republicans, folks, finally have Democrats right where they want them, fighting against their own candidate. And let me tell you, Bernie Sanders and his team may not realize it, but that battle is just about to begin. Because this, Democrats know that Bernie Sanders is a nutcase. Nutcase. Because of this fact, they're going to do to Sanders what Republicans did to Romney in 2012. Thus, many of them are going to just stay home. Even worse, many of them will recognize a level of crazy that the Democrats have reached to nominate a communist, and they are going to vote for Trump. I'll say it again. Donald Trump will get more votes than any candidate in history. Popular vote. There will be no question about what's going to happen there. And let me put it in the factors that maybe make it easier for people to do the comparisons. Look at this so-called base that they tell you Bernie Sanders has. Look at the base. And then I want you to look at Donald Trump's base. And you tell me who's got the bigger base. Now ask yourself this question. Who can rob from whose base? So if let's say Bernie Sanders' base in the Democratic Party is, if you put a poll up and it says, would you vote for Bernie if he's the nominee? And 50% say, yes, I'll vote for him no matter what. 50% of them are saying, I don't know. With Trump, right now, 95% of people support the president. So Bernie can rob from 5%. Trump, theoretically, can rob from 50%. Statistically, who's got the bigger chance of robbing? Who's the robber baron? It's Donald Trump. And if you look, Donald Trump's already bringing these people over, and this is just based on the Democrats in general. Wait until they officially have to announce, if it does happen, that Bernie Sanders is their candidate. Wait till you see what happens then. Look, folks, it's one thing to lose, but the level the Democrats will lose under Bernie Sanders will resonate for a decade, at least. I gotta leave.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.